Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the feast of Saint Bartholomew the Apostle. Our first reading will be taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 21, verses 9 to 14. Our psalm for today is Psalm 145. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 45 to 51. The psalmist says, "Your friends, O Lord, make known the glorious splendor of your reign." John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 15 says, "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not understand what his master is doing, but I call you friends." Thus, if you are a baptized and confirmed believer and a partaker of the word and sacrament, then you are a friend of the Lord. You have been called and chosen to make known the glorious splendor of his reign. But in order to become a proclaimer of the glorious splendor of God's goodness, kindness, and love, in order to become a preacher of the mighty power of God, we must come down from our lofty heights and humbly ask the Lord for mercy and wisdom. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 says, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." May the Lord forgive us our sins and heal our land, heal our families, heal our brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name. Amen. In today's gospel, Nathanael was healed. He was healed of skepticism. How? When he heard about Jesus, he was willing to come down from his lofty heights to go and see Jesus face to face. Yes, even though he did not believe that anything good could come from the birthplace of Jesus, he was willing to meet with Jesus. He was willing to encounter the Lord. He was willing to find out himself whether Jesus is truly the Son of God. Thus, as friends of God, we must be willing to develop a personal relationship with the Lord. And it is important to note that that relationship will surely be led by the Lord himself. Hence, the Lord is prepared to journey with us to strengthen our faith, to grant us the graces needed to bear and overcome our challenges. And in the end, the Lord will reveal the mystery of our purpose, wherein God is glorified. Therefore, my brother, my sister, let us deepen our prayer life, cooperate with the Spirit of mercy, and become humbler yet like Jesus, who accepted death on the cross. For this, God raised him high and gave him the name which is above all other names. Yes, the Lord will reveal his glory to us, but we must humble ourselves and follow the Lord in truth and in spirit. May the Lord help us to become true followers and proclaimers of his word and sacraments. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.